comments coming into us now. Let's go to something else. My next guest spent Halloween night wandering around the runway of Shannon Airport, and it was nothing to do with taking 15 ecstasy tablets. She was dressed head to toe in a burqa and reading out a list of the Iraqi and US war casualties. Despite an obvious breach of security, she had to turn herself in after nearly 5 hours. Elena Sullivan of the Catholic Workers Movement, good morning to you.
Hi, Hoda, how are you? There was no ecstasy.
You decided to don the burqa, and it wasn't exactly as part of a Halloween costume either. You went down to Shannon Airport as part of a protest, This was the outfit that you wore. First of all, talk to me about this. Before we talk about the protest, you better talk to me about the security entailed. Where exactly were you at Shannon?
Well, we thought there was a perimeter fence and a second fence. So we got to the perimeter fence, and it's about 8 foot high, and I've got a head cold, so I apologise in advance.
No bother.
That's from 5 hours sitting in the long grass. But we got to the perimeter fence, and we assumed there'd be a second fence. So the perimeter fence is only 8 foot high. It's just a wire fence that anyone can climb over. And our plan was to sit between the two fences. But when we got over the fence, we realised there was no second fence. So we wandered around, we tried to find a bit of flat grass that we could just sit on and conduct our vigil. And it's only when the lights on the runway came on that we realised how close we were, so we got up and we moved over to one side. We didn't want to cause an accident, we just wanted to hold our vigil.
And did anyone see you?
No, that was, our worry was we wouldn't get the vigil done. And after about an hour, we're thinking, we should have been pulled by now.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and we're watching the security van, and he's checking the perimeter fence. And at one stage, he drove straight towards us, illuminated us with his headlights, and then kept going.
Oh, my God.
And another stage, he drove behind us. We were lit up from behind, and then he kept going. Another stage, he drove right past us. He was about 50 yards from us. And apparently there seems to be only one guy going around in the van. Now, we were dressed head to toe in black, so we might have been a bit difficult to see.
Possibly. Is there any chance that he would have seen you and thought, oh, they're those protesters again, I'll let them alone?
Well, I guess it depends on his conscience. It was obvious we weren't a threat anyway, but we could have been, and that's what really angered me. After about 4 hours, I'm thinking, my God, the people of Shannon, the people who work here and live around it, it's a major security risk for them. As I said at the time, I said, we were dressed as Iraqi widows. We could have been Iraqi widows with a grudge. We could have done any amount of damage. An American plane actually taxied in front of us. Now, if we had been terrorists, that was gone. And all it takes is one person to go in there, and it's so easy to get in. We were amazed at how easy it was, and we were undetected for over 5 hours. We had to actually approach the Gardaí to get arrested.
That's unbelievable. How many of you were there, by the way?
There were only two of us.
There was just two of you. You approached the Gardaí. What did you say to them?
I did an interview with RTÉ Radio at 6:30. We were looking for the front of the airport because the security people hadn't come back. So we said, okay, we'll go to them, Muhammad's the mountain kind of thing. So we're walking towards the front of the airport, and we come across a sign that says, stop, no authorised access unless you've got clearance from ATC, Air Traffic Control. Mm. So being good citizens, we stopped. And there was an aircraft right in front of us, we didn't want to go near that. So we're standing there, and a guard van and a security truck went flying across the other side of the runway. So we didn't want to cross the runway, we walked back up. There's a service of an access pass. So he walked back up that and walked perpendicular to the runway. And they were driving away. And so my friend Zelda had a flashlight with her. So she's flashing the two cars, but they must have thought we were people searching as well. But in the end, she flashed them, and then she pointed the torch at herself and at me, and I waved. And then they came back, and I think they got more of a fright than we did. We knew we'd be arrested. That wasn't the problem. The important part was making the vigil. But when we approached them, they were like, put down all your stuff and all the rest of it, and we did. And then they were like, are these religious sisters? They had no idea, because we're dressed, as I said, full like black. Yeah. They looked like nuns or Greek Orthodox. So from then on, they were very polite. They were lovely.
And were they when you went looking for them, were they looking for you at that point?
At that stage now, there were two cars. Before that, there'd only been one guy going out in a van. At that stage, it was about between 6:30 and 6:50, because we were formally cautioned at 6:50. And at that stage, the two cars had gone looking for us. So he said, okay, obviously they know there's someone out here.
They tweaked 5 hours later.
Yeah.
What happened then? You were arrested.
Yeah, we were cautioned at that stage, and we were put into the back of the security vehicle and brought to the gate. And we were there, and the guy who was driving the truck said to me, you've no idea the amount of paperwork you created for me. And I said, no comment. And He was giving out. He said, "I thought I saw you, but I wasn't sure." He says, "I saw something moving, but I looked, there was no one there." You know.
God.
So, like, fair enough.
It's pretty alarming. Have Shannon Airport said anything about this, Elaine?
They haven't said anything to me. So, And I haven't heard anything in the news. Actually, a few tabloids have covered the story, and they've dismissed us as peace nuts. But I thought, like, the main issue here is if the vigil isn't important to you, obviously it's a religious thing, and I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. The security aspects alone should be a worry.
You literally could have been on the runway if you wanted to be.
Honest to God, yeah. We saw a plane taxiing off, and we thought, because it taxied off the far end of the runway, we assumed that's where the runway is. But then all the lights came on, and they were quite close to us.
They were quite close.
You know, we've got to get up and get out of here because the runway comes back a lot further. And a plane did come in at that stage. I think it was an Aer Lingus plane.
And how near the buildings of Shannon Airport could you get, do you think, before you would have been stopped?
Well, we stopped at the stop sign, as I said.
Yeah.
But if we'd wanted to, if we'd gone in there with a grudge or with an intention to cause mayhem, we could have easily done so.
You reckon you could?
And I don't blame the security people, because they're guarding a civilian airport that's actually a military base. Do you know? And the advisability of using a civilian airport as a military base, that has to be examined.
The purpose of the vigil, talk to me about the purpose of the vigil then, Elaine.
Well, I read on Friday in The Guardian that 100,000 had been killed in Iraq so far, and 50% of them were women and children. And Halloween, obviously, All Souls Day, all the rest of it, we thought, okay, we'll go down, we'll dress as mourning Iraqi widows, in full black burqas, full head veils. We'll read the names of the dead. We had a few things with us. The little shrine we set up consisted of two candles, a copy of the St. Francis of Assisi poem, the Lord Make Me an Instrument of Thy Peace poem. We had a list of the Iraqi and the coalition dead. We had five photographs, one showing a man in Fallujah whose 15 members of his family were killed when they dropped a bomb on his house. And there's a photograph of him sitting there surrounded by coffins. Literally everything he had in the world is gone at his house. There was another photograph showing a US soldier being stretchered off a plane. There were two photographs of injured children. And there was the photograph of the man from Abu Ghraib who had been tortured and beaten to death.
Okay.
So we were remembering, it wasn't an anti-American protest, you know, it was an anti-war protest and a mourning for the dead.
And a mourning for the dead. All right, Elaine O'Sullivan, would you do it again?
My bail conditions are excluded from Shannon, okay. 5 miles from Shannon. No, I wouldn't, but I just want to say something. The guards in Shannon Garda Station were wonderful. They were really nice. And Vincent McCarthy, the man on the desk, he was lovely. I'm sure they didn't know how to deal with us, but they did bring us loads of cups of tea, and they're really sweet. And I just want to say hello and thank you to them. Thank you for the hospitality.
Okay, Elaine O'Sullivan, thank you for that. Sean has been on saying, the actions of these banshees, as he calls it, is heroic. We must work to stop our government's complicity with Bush's ugly, immoral, illegal war, especially now that Bush has won. That came in from Sean. The winner to our Britney Spears, to our MTV Music Awards competition is Jennifer Doyle from Doherty. She correctly guessed that it was Britney.